Hello, welcome back to, I have no idea what order these are going up in. Maybe the second, maybe the last, who knows, of these little chats about the clinical academic track here at the University of St. Andrews. We've had lecturers, people, you know, winding down their career. Now we're looking at the other end of the spectrum. Joining me this time is Nimue Romakat. How are you?
I'm really well, thank you. How are you?
I'm all right. Just come out of a very big meeting. So it's nice to just sit and have a chat and do
and
a lot
relax.
Of listening.
Exactly. Yeah.
So for people that are listening, who are you? What is Nimue Romakat?
A big question. Currently, I'm a fourth year medical student at Edinburgh. So I did my first 3 years at St. Andrews, which is probably why I got your email, where I sort of started with the clinical academic track. And I'm started my placements this year, enjoying myself a lot. Big change from St. Andrews to a bigger city, Edinburgh. Doing medicine and then on the side, obviously trying to get as much research experience in as I can. And yeah, I hope that's like a little
insight. Absolutely. So you thought when you're applying to medicine, I won't be busy enough. I want to do research on the side. So what was it about the clinical academic track specifically that appealed?
To be honest, I think when I applied for medicine, I was in between medicine and neuroscience. So growing up, I always thought I was going to be more a scientist rather than a clinician. And it was my tutor at school who kind of said, oh, well, you can still become a neurologist and just be a little bit broader than narrowing down yourself too early on. And I thought that was a great advice. So I went with medicine, but that little curiosity for science kind of stuck still. So I'm just doing it on the side. it gets really busy. It does get really busy, but it's fun in a way. So it doesn't feel like too much work, I would say. Yeah.
Excellent. So what is the research that you're currently
getting up to? So in St. Andrews, I didn't really know anything about academia at all. My family, like my parents, they're both absolutely not on that side. I think it was like an email sign up that came through about summer research projects, and Professor Sullivan, he was the head of research at the time. So I just sent him an email and I was like, I think what you're doing is really great. Can we have a chat? And then he kind of introduced me to the big world of academia. So I started off with him and I did, like a sub-analysis of his lung cancer screening project, because that's what he was doing at the time and he had the data. And I was just very excited to learn anything. And it was about data analysis and all of these things. So it was a really, really good project to start off with. And I kind of stayed in the primary care public health sphere while I was at St. Andrews, which I think really fits with St. Andrews because that's obviously a really big field. And then since moving to Edinburgh, I've kind of become more involved in like clinical research, audit side of things, and more specifying into neurosurgery, neurology. So more tailoring, kind of using the skills that I learned from my other projects and tailoring to my current interests for the future as well. So that's where I'm at.
You still have that neuroscience interest, even after all those years ago when your teacher advised you.
Yeah, and I'm also, what I'm doing at the moment is we obviously kind of had an intercalation through St. Andrews, but I'm taking a year out next year. It's not fully confirmed yet, but I've got some offers so I can, I know it's definitely going to happen, and I'm going to do a master's next year in some sort of translational basic neuroscience. Mm. So because I think what you were talking about is a lot of work handling both at the same time. And I think I'm realizing the further I progress in medicine, the less time I get for the research side of things. So I said, well, I'll just take a year out, do a full time focus on research, get all the skills I can, and then go back into the clinic side of things.
I think that funnels us greatly into being a clinical academic, or learning to be a clinical academic,
yeah,
I suppose.
Definitely not there.
What are the what are the best bits and what are the worst bits? You can be totally honest. It's
okay.
All right.
I think learning to be a clinical academic is time struggle, and you also have to find, I was really lucky because I had with Frank, I found a really great mentor, and I think when you're really starting out, just trying to get your foot into the door can be really, really difficult. But once you've done that, opportunities come flowing in, and as long as you manage your time well, it's all lovely. And then I think speaking to people who are further along in their career, they love having input from both sides. So I think with clinics, and as a clinician, you get the instant feedback. Mm-hmm. Like, you kind of know you're doing something every day to make someone's life a little bit better. Especially in neurology, though, a lot of the times I would personally get frustrated with things that aren't working as well as they should do. Or I think, well, there's other ways we could probably do this. And that's where then the research, like the more long-term thing comes in, where you're solving a bigger problem. And I think just being a pure scientist, I admire them greatly, because working on one big thing where you maybe don't have any successes every single day can be really quite hard to keep motivated for that. So I think having both sides of that is brilliant. If one doesn't go as well, you still get motivation from the other thing. So there's always something to keep you going.
So I presume you have, we imagine that most people listening to these are probably not clinical academics already, but people like you that at one point thought maybe that is the way to go. So yeah. What advice would you have for those budding clinical academics?
I gave a talk to some, it was last year, it was people who were going into their first summer project, and I think it was Frank and Peter Donnelly as well, who asked me to mm-hmm. give a little bit of advice. And my one thing is always to just keep going at it. Like, I think, especially if you're at a bigger uni, a lot of the times, if you're just interested in someone's work, email them, reach out to them, knock on their office door, and know that everyone's really lovely. And sometimes if someone doesn't reply to you, that doesn't mean that they don't appreciate your interest or they are ignoring you. It's just maybe they just actually have too many emails coming in and they don't see your email. So just keep emailing, keep coming to the dorm. I think meeting someone in person is always really lovely. So have a look out for any public lectures that are going on, and then you can speak to the speaker, maybe ask a question, and that's suddenly you have a conversation and they remember, they know your face and then they know the name to the face. And I think that's really valuable. But I would also just say, as soon as you get that foot in the door, then it becomes really easy. I think the hardest bit is really that little start, and it's having the courage to just go up and talk to people. And yeah. Everyone's really lovely, so there's really nothing to be scared of, but it does seem really daunting, I think.
I think I yeah. agree. Like, the worst people can ever say is no, right? I
exactly, mean, yeah.
But more often than not, especially here, I've found, because I'm quite a new employee, is that more people will say yes. So
Yeah. Everyone.
Always building a network.
I love that. I think that was really great for Sanders as well, because everything was so close, mm-hmm. and everyone knew each other. So I think knowing one person really opened up a lot of doors. But I think that's the advantage if you're at maybe like a smaller circle like St. Andrews. So yeah, it was really lovely.
I think that links into what other people have said. It very much does seem to be, it's not what you know, but it is who you know.
Yeah.
Everyone seems to have connections here, there and everywhere to help. You know, you can't know everything, but someone always knows something.
And I think as long as you show genuine, like, interest, no one's ever going to look down on you if you don't know something. Because especially at our stage as medical students, we go through so many topics so quickly. You're not going to have an in-depth knowledge of the person who's maybe done research on it for 20 years. No one's expecting that from you. But I think as long as you just show, yeah, like, you're being joyous and you're being interested and you just ask genuine questions, then that's so enough to get started.
I agree. You can't go wrong.
No, definitely not.
Well, Nimaway, I thank you very much for your time this afternoon, for telling us all about your experience with the clinical academic track. And I wish you all the best with your master's degree and being your doctoring in the future.
Thank you. It was lovely meeting you.
No, the pleasure was mine.